Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
It gets the most potential out of something, doesn't it? If you
exactly. It's not so good. Maybe just to do that for the sake of it, but if it's required by your game idea, then you've got to do it. You know.
Yeah. So have you started creating that now? Then have you with Game Maker?
Yeah, it's basically finished. I've already had what I've created is, in my opinion, an alpha version. So I've put it out on the forum, and I've already got some really interesting feedback on it. And I've tweaked it as a result. Something was said that was really interesting, that when you play your own game over and over again, because you need to play test it before you present it to anyone, you get so used to it that you end up making it really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, because you get to, it becomes too easy. You know where everything is, you know how to defeat everything, etc., etc. So you need the feedback to bring you back down to earth a little and make it somewhat easier, which is basically what I've done.
What are your future plans for the game?
For this game, I'm thinking, the original intention was this would be perfect for an iPad game or a mobile phone game, and that's the intention for it. So, I mean, even though I'm a graphic artist and designer, I can't necessarily do really beautiful computer graphics, you know, because that's something that I'm still learning to do. So I would want someone else to come in and maybe help publish it and develop it a little in another studio.
So are you going to look into the Train the Game well of students to try and find a nice artist for yourself?
I didn't know how far to go with that, because my sister works in the industry already. She's an animator. She's been doing that for 20 years, and she's working on adverts, doing graphics in adverts. But she went to art college and had the qualifications to get into that, which I didn't do. So I've seen it from the inside, and I know that a lot of people expect to be paid.
So finally, what do you want the future to hold for yourself?
To be honest, I'd like to have my own studio with a bunch of guys and girls creating some really fun games. That's what I'm into. You know, I'm a bit of an indulger. So when it comes to gaming, it's got to be great fun and engaging. No matter what style or format it is, you know, that's what it's enthusiasm to play it. That's what I want to bring to the game. So I'd like a little studio with a bunch of people, go from there. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, well, good luck everything in the future then, Phil, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate your time.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.